English Reading Practice, Exercise 24, Presentation Skills Course, Part 2 of 28, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. See the link in the description. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button and then the bell icon, and then all. So, let's begin the reading. How to create a great plan. Effective public speaking involves getting the planning stage right. If the foundation isn't solid, how can the presentation stand up? The guidelines below can make preparation enjoyable and fill a speaker with enthusiasm for the presentation, almost guaranteeing an effective public speaking engagement. Attention-grabbing title. To be effective in public speaking, you need to create an attention-pulling title. This will help focus your thoughts as you develop your outline. Some recommend selecting the title after you have planned the presentation. Others prefer to do it at the outset, once you have researched the material. There are various tried and tested formulas for titles that are guaranteed to work. The how-to style, for example, never fails to arouse interest. How to increase club memberships by 20% in the coming year. How to reduce refunds by 50%. How to create instant rapport with your prospect, etc., etc. Use the word secret in the title. For example, secrets of subject revealed. Or you could use a checklist style. For example, 7 ways to subject or top 10 ways to subject. Raising a question is always an attention grabber. For example, what is your number one goal for this year? Outline your presentation. Create an outline of your presentation and use it as a framework for development. At the top is the theme or subject, then main headings in bold or capitals, and under the main headings, subpoints to support them. Using a computer program makes it easy to rearrange the order of things until the outline logically flows. Outline plans. Here are 2 possible outline plans when developing your speech. The first, state the fact. Develop your argument from those facts. Conclude with an appeal for action. The second, highlight something that is wrong. Provide solutions and show how to remedy the situation. Appeal for action to implement the solution. Plan the outline. Effective public speaking also involves looking over your outline in the preparation stage and allocating specific time frames for each section. Make sure the timing of each section is properly proportioned, so you spend sufficient time on the body of the presentation and your main points, rather than spending undue time on the introduction and conclusion. Get the order right. Consider closely the order of your main points and subpoints. Are some points listed too early in your outline? Would the audience need more background before you present that main point? continue ordering and reordering your information until it makes practical sense and follows logically. In conclusion, just following these guidelines in the preparation stage will go a long way in making you effective in public speaking. Your presentation will have aim and focus, filled with solid information you feel eager to get over to your audience. Taking a little time to get the planning stage right will have a huge impact on your progress as you continue to develop an effective public speaking style. Next, part 3 of 28, 4 ways to control public speaking anxiety. Well, that's the end of the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.